Well, it's to help raise money for our symphonic band trip to New York this upcoming April. And we're all really excited, and we're raising money for us to go there and stay one extra night.
Now, you guys are performing along with whom? It's a big night. Who's on the schedule here, Erica?
Well, we have the jazz band also performing, a harp duet. The Nagani Male Chorus has offered to come. Strictly Gospel, Gregor McGregor with the bagpipes, and our own Young Dumplin' and P-Tain.
Now, did you ask these folks to perform, or did they just kind of go, why don't we join in and have some fun with this, too? How did this all come together to be this big concert?
We asked most of them to, but obviously we would perform with the jazz band.
Okay. Very, very cool. What kind of things? You know, you're both in symphonic?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What do you have planned for folks? What have you been rehearsing for folks here?
A couple songs.
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
Oh, okay. All right.
Come. Pay your $5.
Tell me it was a surprise over there. Tell me a little bit about the trip to New York, because I know that in years gone by, the Nagani groups have gone out and even Europe trips and stuff like that. How long has this trip been in the planning stages? How long have you guys been talking about this, Casey?
A while. Since freshman year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is, if I remember correctly, isn't there like one big trip every X amount of years? Is this the one?
Yeah. Every 2 years, yeah.
Every 2 years, okay. So have you been on any of the priors, or were you too young for that?
We were too young for that. But last year, we had the opportunity to go with Mr. Anderson to Minneapolis to see Greece, which was really cool.
Okay.
But that one was open to all of us. But the New York trip's only open to the symphonic band, which are juniors and seniors.
Now, the trip is a performance trip, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know where you're going to be performing and for whom?
Statue of Liberty and at a veteran's home.
Really?
Yeah.
How many are in the symphonic band and how many are going ballpark? You got 20, 60, hundreds, thousands?
It was probably a good 40 or 50 in the band, and probably about, I don't know, maybe 35 to 30 are going.
Casey Zampezi with us here this morning. Erica Oglesby joining us as well, both with the Symphonic Band, who are actually the benefactors of this fundraiser. It's $5 to get in the door. We'll run down the musical selection here in just a little bit, but you're also going to feed them a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got lined up here for folks?
We got lots of desserts. A cookie pizza from Lisa Corey.
Stop right there. A what?
Cookie pizza.
Cookie pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know where Walt's going to be on Sunday night. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What else we got?
We
got some fudge. Bucks Party Store has donated some stuff.
Okay.
Cookies from Midtown Bakery. Superwoman has donated gift certificates, I believe. Then we have some hair salons like Grand Effect and the Cutter's Edge.
So these are like the silent auction items you're talking about. Okay. Not to interrupt, but we went from food to silent auction without much of a transition here.
So for dessert also.
True, and you don't really get a haircut for dessert. So anyway, but the silent auction items, again, continue. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's your cue, Casey.
Sorry about that. We have movie passes to...
I'm sure the Country Village.
Erica already took care of it. She said everything.
Okay. Well, I guess we're done. Thanks, Walt.
All right, it's been a pleasure.
Again, a big night, though. It is the Symphonic Band, and again, you're raising money for your New York trip. And who else is performing? Let's run down the list again here for folks.
Jazz band, Gregor McGregor, bagpipes, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Harpist, Young Dumplin', P-Tain, they're really good. You should come out and see them. Strictly Gospel and Nagani Male Chorus, and of course the Symphonic Band too.
When is the trip? When is the New York trip exactly?
We leave April 1st, I believe during the night.
Mm-hmm. So this is coming up quick.
Yeah.
What other fundraisers have you guys done? What other things have you done to raise money for this trip?
We've done pizza sales where we go around and we're selling pizzas and then we make them for them. It's
Tino's
like take and bake.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And we've sold cheese and all the meats, all that kind of stuff.
The holiday stuff kind of things, yeah. So how's the fundraiser been going so far? I know this is supported by the community really well.
And if you sell it, your trip is pretty much paid for.
Really?
Like, mine's almost paid for. But if you choose not to, then pay for it out of your pocket.
Yeah, it's mom and dad's job then.
Yeah.
All right. So Sunday night, we start at what time here at the high school auditorium?
We start at 6:30, but there's prelude music by 4 a.m., from 6 to 6:30, which are four of our drummers from our band that chose to come out and play before.
Very cool. What time school start this morning?
7:40.
Oh, so we're keeping you late already?
Yeah.
No, we're good. We're good.
We're good.
Stay comfy over there. We're in no hurry at all here this morning. I can
take all the time you need.
I got study hall and band, so I'm good.
Okay. Works for me, Walt. Just want to let them take over the show. We'll go eat.
Yeah, we'll just go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, we're out of here.
Just write us a little list of what needs to be pushed.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you a business card, and you got to promise me one thing. You're sending us a postcard from New York.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, if we get on, you know, the TV station, we'll say hi.
There you go. Works for me as well. Of course, if you get on the radio, say hi. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
That didn't work out so well. I'm sorry. 751. Have a great trip. Have a great
Thank
time
you.
Sunday
Thanks.
Night. Thanks so much. Casey Zampezi joining us. Erica Oglesby again. This night of music is on Sunday evening. We